Good morning. All right. So I've been feeling a lot of opposition lately. I don't know how everybody else has been feeling, but I feel like it's kind of a, I don't know, maybe that's a perpetual season of opposition that goes all the time or anything. And I'm really feeling that the Lord is kind of pushing me into the battle. You know, I've wanted to run away to Sala Salu. I'm going to continue my Dr. Seuss ministry because he always has the best pictures. I have a few examples from the Bible, too, because it's full of Sala Salus in here as well. But, you know, I've always tried to kind of avoid the troubles, and I've always wanted Jesus to be my Savior and come and get me out of the troubles and have it just a beautiful day. And that's how life is, right? Life is beautiful, and it is. It's a gift. It's gorgeous, beautiful flowers. You're walking along, and then you stub your toe on that rock. You know, it's just, and then you got to watch out for all the rocks. And then there's something that bites your tail. I mean, it just, it doesn't stop. And then you got, this is my favorite picture because you got one eye going one way and one eye going the other way because you're like watching out for all the stuff that's coming on. Watching out for that stuff. And then still from above and below, I mean, there's just, there's troubles everywhere that you go around here. And, but he knows a place called Sala Salu where they have very few troubles. They don't have any troubles, at least very few. And so he decides to go there. That's where I'd like to go. And they start off, and the camel gets sick, and he ends up pulling both the camel and the guy who's got the brains, and he furnishes the aches and the pains. So it just, any of you ever felt like, let's see, I like the poosers. See, that's where you want to go, right? Sala Salu. That's where he was dreaming. But no, we're going looking for the poosers because you just get into one thing and the next thing. And you ever feel like, again, surrounded by poosers and you got a bean shooter with only one bean? And it just all just comes on top of you. So he finally does get there. Everything he ever dreamed of. Sala Salu. And they don't have any troubles except very few, except for this one, the key slapping slippered. And he gets the key away, and it's bad luck to deal with anything with that. So, but he offers to go to Bulabu Ball. On the River Buwal, where they have no troubles, no troubles at all. I'm going to have to read this part because, you know, it's just, I have no more troubles, that's what the man said. So I started to go, but I didn't. Instead, I did some quick thinking inside my head, and then I started back home to the Valley of Vung. I know I'll have troubles, I'll maybe get stung, I'll always have troubles, I'll maybe get bit by that green-headed quail on the place where I sit. But I've brought a big bat. I'm all ready, you see. Now my troubles are going to have troubles with me. You know, you can't run away from the battle because you are the battle. Because they want you. The devil wants you. He wants your gifts. He doesn't want you expressing what God has for you. And so you can't get away because he's going to keep following. So you might as well lean into it. And you might as well join up with God and take the place that he wants you to go. Because he wants you to place it. But John's been talking about that place of blessing. That place of blessing that God wants us to be. And he wants us to go into that land and possess that land. So I will read from the book as well, Jeremiah chapter 42. And that's amazing. I just turned to it. How about that? They'd had troubles. The people had been carried away into captivity. Most of them had gone to Babylon. There was a remnant left, the poor people left to take care of the land. And the person who was put in charge of them, that I can't pronounce his name, Gedaliah or whoever it was, he was killed. And they thought that the Babylonians were going to come in and kill them. So they were ready to go to Sala Salu. They're ready to go to Egypt. And they came to Jeremiah. see, where do I want to start reading from? From 14. 42, 14. So they came to Jeremiah and they asked what he would say. And thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present the petition. If you will still remain in this land, then I will build you up and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I relent concerning the disaster that I have brought upon you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Do not be afraid of him, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show you mercy, that he may have mercy on you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, disobeying the voice of the Lord your God, saying, no, but we will go to the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor be hungry for bread, and there we will dwell. Then hear now the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. If you wholly set your faces to enter Egypt and go dwell there, then it shall be that the sword which you feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt. The famine of which you were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there you shall die. So shall it be if you think you're going to be able to run away. You want to be under the wing of the Lord. You want to be under his protection, and you want to be with him in this kind of battle. So I want to encourage people to press in and to continue to fight that good fight and not to try to... I don't know. I think we have a lot of strong people here today, too, but I've always kind of tried to avoid confronting things and stuff, and it's just... I think it's a season to really press in. We were watching soccer this weekend with the girls, and they're so cute out there playing and everything. But there'd be a one-on-one situation, and if the girls would really just jump right in there, a lot of times they get the ball, they make things happen and everything. But if they kind of just hesitated a little bit, that whole advantage just changed and it just moved around them. You just really have to just go forward. And it's all about position too. In soccer, if you don't run for the goal and get right in front of it, if the ball comes there, you aren't there to bring it forward. So it's just that forward motion that to keep going, even though there's a lot of opposition around, I think we need to push in. And I will finish with 1 Peter. First Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So... And I hope that we'll all work together and then be a family and support each other, because I know we all have a lot we're going through.